FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Anybody would have written this script with the exception of FC Radio.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the FC United Legends. And this week we're joined by a man who made 204 appearances for the club over five seasons. It's a welcome back to Carlos Roca. Carlos, a big thank you for joining us. And let's go back to the very beginning, the 2008-2009 season. You had spells at Alti, Northwich, Stalybridge. And there you are joining FC United. What was it about FC United at that point where you went, right, I'm going to sign for them now?
I remember when the club was first starting, and I remember Margie rang me. I was on holiday in Spain, and I had a call from a friend of mine, Steve Ayres, who I think is friends with Margie, and I think it was when the club was forming, and they were asking me to come and get involved, but obviously I'd never heard of the club. It was a new club. I can't remember where I was playing at the time, and at the time I just thought, well, I think I was playing in the conference at the time, and I thought, well, I can't go to a brand new club starting in step six or seven, Northwest Counties, wherever it was. So I just thought at the moment, I just couldn't do it. But then I think a few years had passed, and I'd started to hear about FC because they'd had a few promotions. I think people started to take notice of what they're about, what they're trying to achieve. And I think I got to a point in my career where I just wanted to go and enjoy football again. And that's where it came from, really. Margie reached out to me again. And I remember sat in my house after the season had finished. I'd had a few offers. I think at the time, Bradford Park Avenue, trying to get me to go there. It might have been Alton, you know, I was coming away from. I decided to leave them. And I just thought, you know what? From what I've heard of the club, Margie's rang me every year since it's been formed to try and get me. And at this point, I want to go and enjoy football and be part of something special. And I think that was the point where I said to Margie, I'd love to come on board.
Well, there'll be a welcome for some of the new lads there today. It'll be... thinking, my God, what have I walked out to here? The first Saturday home game, the gig lane of the new season for FC United, playing Matlock Town.
So you made your debut against Matlock Town. It was a three-all draw and a quite remarkable game as well. Can you remember your debut? Not how you performed or anything like that. I wouldn't expect you to remember all that far back. But playing in front of, you know, I think there was about 2,500 people there that day.
Yeah.
You know, it's your archetypal FC United game of football where we're behind and suddenly we get something out of the game. I mean, what was it like, that debut?
I think it was different. I remember because, you know, lucky enough, I'd played in some big gates and big games in my career before I dropped down to sort of the sort of Conference North levels, etc. And I remember coming to this game and I was thinking, this isn't normal. You know, playing in these divisions, having this many fans, is probably the best sort of fan base I've ever experienced. But you're playing at the lowest level you've ever played at. So it was a bit surreal, and you are playing thinking, flipping heck, it's a very, very, you're almost playing Evo Stick football in a sort of Conference League 2 atmosphere. And it was just very surreal. And I remember thinking, there's a bit more to this. It's not just sort of a load of fans that are very passionate about the club. It's actually a big expectation. And you want to sort of do well for them, because the support they give you, it's almost like you want to match that and be successful with them. So, obviously, the other thing was, every team wants to beat us. So you're coming up against a load of players that you think, well, we've got a better team and we should beat these. But that's not how it pans out on the day, because it's their cup final as well. And I do remember it was just, surreal, a bit different. You know, it wasn't, you expect, you know, coming to this, we're going to have a good team, we're going to do really well and beat everyone and win the league. It's not like that. The fans, the atmosphere, the team that you're playing against, it's their cup final, they raise their game. So, it did take me a time to settle in to FC United. And I always say that to people now, you know, new players coming to FC United, it's not like, it's not normal. It's not like going to a normal club. you do need to sort of be ready for what you're going into, because it's an amazing club, amazing fan base, and with that comes a big challenge because every team wants to beat you. So that was my expectation, and that was my experience after that game. Amazing game, loved playing it. But I remember coming away thinking, flipping heck, this is something special.
Dave Neville plays it through. Robinson plays it inside. Oh, is this a goal? It's offside. No, it's a goal! It's a goal! I thought he was offside myself, but it's a goal. What a lovely piece of football from FC United. And I think on the end of it, was it Chris Bagley? What a lovely bit of interplay, Sam. You take us through that.
Absolutely superb. Last minute, what we like us, Roy, FC United, coming from behind, absolutely superb, and everything, we deserve that. Lovely little move. Ball started at the back with Dave Neville. Loads of space at the back. He's looking strong, Nev, only been on a couple of minutes. Pushes a ball through to Nick Robinson, who has his back on goal. And eventually the ball comes into the box and it's slotted in. 3-3. 2 or 3 minutes to go. Can we get 3 points out of this? We can do anything. We can do anything. Who'd have thought you could set a football club up? Not a lot of people, but we did. And look where we are now, a couple of minutes ago. Come on, let's get 3 points out of this.
You did score 10 goals that season, including a hat-trick, if you remember. Yeah. This, towards the end of the season against Ashton United.
That box is packed. It goes to the back post. Rocker!
Yes!
1 minute, Carlos Rocker. I was just saying he's looked good for a goal, Carlos. Put his gloves on in his long socks. And what a start for FC United. 1 minute gone. It was a long raking ball from Danny Warrender to the back post, and the header comes back inside. And Carlos Rocker's lurking just inside the box. Carlos Rocker can make it 3-0. Bangs one in with his right foot to the keeper's right-hand side, and that keeper kicks that goalpost in disgust. So that's 3 goals to the good FC after 53 minutes. Onwards and upwards.
What a good ball from Nicky Platt. Tons of running in the box, plenty of players in the box. Oh, he scored! Well, I've got to say, there was nobody, the Carlos was not going to give that to anybody. He weaved and he went round two players, and there were red shirts waiting for it, but Carlos was not going to release that, and he did. He fired it into the net.
You mentioned the atmosphere and all that. I mean, as a winger, a pacey winger, flair player, a very skillful player, I remember back in the day, you know, being in the main stand, and when you get the ball, I got excited. Everyone around me is getting excited. That must feed to you on the flank as well. How much did that drive you on to show off a bit and go for the jugular?
I think it was great. You know, there's no better feeling. I remember whenever we went on a counter-attack or on a break, and it was almost, well, you know, it was always trying to get it out to me. That was one of our tactics, that was like, look, as soon as we hit the break, let's get it out to Carlos, because once we're on the break, hopefully he can go and get us into that final third and create something or score. And I think there's nothing better. I look back now and, you know, the buzz of when I can see someone about to switch over, whether it's Jake Cottrell or it's Nicky Platt, and they open the body and I'm already running in over the halfway line and they're switching out to me. And as soon as that ball's on its way, and I can hear the crowd, sort of the excitement, and they're like, go on, Carlos, you can tell it's coming. And then I receive the ball and they're all behind me going, go on. There's no better feeling than doing that. And then eventually, from the end of that move, whether it's me throwing in some skills and beating one or two players to cross it in and we score, or whether it's me sort of going alone and trying to get a shot away and the keeper making a great save or whatever it is. Yeah, the fans, those moments are massive, and it really did sort of gee me on. It was the best part, one of the best parts of my career, I think, when that ball came to me. Like I say, I'm stepping into it and hearing the fans all get on the end of their seats and go and encourage and just express yourself. Go and do what we love coming to watch.
Let's talk about the second season then, 09-10.
Man on Jerome. Marsh again. Over it comes. Deegan, oh, Rocker scores, and he's onside. Well, that was Deegan again, over to Rocker, and on 9 minutes, Carlos Rocker heads the ball past the keeper, and I've got to say, on that at the back there, he looked a little bit static, but good running from Phil Marsh. Ben Deegan's involved in everything. And look at the players all together on the pitch, Sam. There's a change in attitude out here, I think. We can see that, can't we?
Top goal scorer for FC United that season. 13 goals scored. We had Jerome on last week and we're talking about this particular season because it was a tricky one because it felt like Margie was transitioning between the classic lineup that we originally had to that brilliant team that we had in 2010-11. What was that season like? Because this was the Durham City season. And
yeah, I think, you know, that Durham game, I still sometimes think of that now. And I think, if I remember rightly, it just wasn't happening for us. And that game was, I think Durham were like the bottom of the league, weren't they?
Yeah.
They'd not won a game. It was like a load of young kids, I think. They had no budget and fair play to them. But again, like I talk about, everyone comes to raise the game against us. And for whatever reason, we weren't at it. And we were going through a bit of a rut. And in them times, the dressing room, we were low. And it was just, I think the whole management team was low. We were low. There was a lot of uncertainty because we were all thinking, we're not doing well enough. We're not used to performing like this. And then when we got beat after that game, I think that was a very, very dull moment for us all.
You scored in that game, didn't you?
Did I? I don't know.
Yeah. You opened the scoring. And I think it's partly your fault because we scored early doors and that kind of put us in a false sense of security. So, if anyone asked, it was all down to Carlos.
probably this. I'm used to that. It's always my fault at half-time. So.
Cottrell in midfield making it difficult. Jerome Wright looking to set Ben Deegan off. Jake Cottrell keepers out of his box. Ball, Carlos Rocca. Yes, I'll do us. Great little ball from Jake Cottrell there on the far side.
I mean, there was some highlights this season though, and I go to the Stocksbridge Park Steels game now in October of 2009. Yeah. Jamie Vardy played in this game and obviously scored, and I think it's a clip that gets played a lot to show where Jamie Vardy started and all that. What an ending to this game. 4-3 winners in the end. When you pop up there to score that goal, and it was a great goal anyway, what was that like?
I think, again, it was such a... If I remember the game, obviously at the time, no one knew Jamie Vardy. It was just someone that we were mentioned saying, listen, they've got a lad, he's quite lively. I think he played on the wing against me for a period of the game. And I think we had some good battles against each other. And I just remember thinking it was end-to-end, you know, the score, it was a tight game. But, you know, to go on at the end of the game and get the win, like I say, they're the moments that make the club and the fans. There's no better feeling. There's no better feeling when you score that winning goal and we've just edged it out and it's been an end-to-end game. Because that's what FC is about. You know, you score three, we'll score four. It's as simple as that. And we'll keep attacking and we'll keep going for you. And in this occasion, it came off for us. And you look back now and think, you know, one of the top Premier League players was involved in that game. And I think he scored. And it was, fantastic moments. Fantastic moments.
Adam Tong, long throw right into the box. Deegan lays it off. Rocca! Yeah!
And it's absolutely... And Rocca scored! Ben Deegan!
Carlos Rocca!
And it's over! And Carlos Rocca just tips it over the keeper. And would you believe it, on 90
get
minutes, FC have scored the fourth goal. And could that be the winning goal, Sam?
Get in there! And there's one for Pauline England. Carlos Rocca, next goal wins, you said, Roy.
Brilliant commentary from Sam and Roy there from FCM TV. Carlos Rocca, next goal wins was the line. It is a bit of a cliche because every club has these comebacks occasionally during matches. But I think FC United had it a lot. And how much were you aware of that with 10 minutes to go? You know, I can think of players like yourself, Jerome, you know, Chris Bagley often did it, didn't he?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, how much was that apparent in the dressing room, that never say die attitude?
I think it was. And I think it's the fans. I think we just knew the fans are always going to be with us. And I think when it got for that last bit, we just keep going. And our fitness levels were good. But, you know, towards the end of games, we had nothing to lose. That's so, you know, we almost throw the kitchen sink at them. And I think that's why we have that reputation of finishing games strong and scoring last-minute winners. For us, it was, well, the gloves were off anyway for the last 10. We're going for you. And if you go and beat us, you beat us, but we're going to come for you. And 9 times out of 10, we're going to go and do what we do and score late winners. And I suppose it's a bit like Man United have always done as well. So, you know, they've always been renowned to keep going and being strong and getting last-minute winners. And it's no fluke. It's purely just the mentality of, well, you know, you're going to go for it. it was never in our mindset to sit back. If you were winning a game 1-0, it was never like, right, there's only 10 minutes left, sit back, go to 4-5-1 and let's get tight and compact. That just wasn't what we did. It was like, well, we're winning 1-0, let's go and win 2-0. You've got players like myself and Jerome who like to get at people and like to get down the flanks, and some of the lads that we had scoring the goals in Notts and Greavesy and stuff. And Chris Bagley, like you say, it was in our DNA. We had them players that's how we played.
And trying to release Joe Yoffi. Simpkins, the captain, makes a hash of it, only to Carlos Rocca. Right foot, great shot, what a goal! Absolutely beautiful from Carlos Rocca. Coming in from that left wing on his right foot, and he did say that earlier on. It looks great when he's coming in on his right foot. Slots one into the top corner. Absolutely superb, Carlos.
Let's talk about the 2010-11 season then. And I've not asked you what your favourite goal is that you ever scored for FC United. But is Barrow up there?
Kyle Jacobs, he's looked very comfortable, Jacobs, I must say. Norton chasing it again. Finds himself in space. Ovington takes it to the byline. Ovington, Norton! Yeah! Yeah! Rock and go send it in! Of Norton! Get in there, Reds! Get in there! Ovington takes it to the byline. Shoves one back into the danger area. And Carlos Rocca finishes it off. Get in there, Reds!
Oh, what a well-worked goal, what a well-worked goal. And we were talking about Chris Ovington getting into this quickly, and he took it past his man to the byline, played it Norton as he should do. Norton put it across, and there puts Carlos Rocca free in the box to put it away for a goal to FC United. Well, can they hold on to this, FC United?
For the history of the club, I mean, going into the game against, I think, the Conference National side at the time, and they were decent at the time, they were good. We knew we were in for a game, and we held our own and played really well. And obviously when that ball came back, I obviously made my move into the box, and as I opened my body up on my left foot and slid it in, once that goal went in, the stadium erupted. And it was like flipping it. We might have done this. You know, we might have actually done the history that we talked about before the game of getting to that first round proper. So, yeah, Barrow's definitely up there for me. And I think, you know, I always feel... sort of one of the goals I liked was the my hat trick against Ashton. I liked it when I sort of went on that dribble, because that was pretty much the type of player I was. You know, I got out of people, dribbled in and out, tried to do my skills and moves. And in that hat trick goal, when I went down the wing and cut in and scored, I think that was another good goal that I remember. That I was quite proud of.
And that was the thing about the Barrow goal, though. It was very un-Carlos Rocca-esque.
It was just
a tap-in.
I know. I know. Literally, I couldn't believe it. I thought, hang on, I'm not used to these. This is Norton's job.
And you mentioned the importance of the goal in that. I mean, it often gets overlooked how big this result was against Barrow, you know, because of Rochdale and Brighton.
But this
was the biggest result in FC United's history up to this point. I remember the atmosphere. It was jubilant, joyous, you know. It was a gorgeous day. I asked Jerome, does he ever get fed up with the FA Cup run? Do you ever get fed up with the FA Cup run of that season?
No, I think, you know, in fact, I was talking to Carl Munro about 2 weeks ago. Was it a bit longer? 3 or 4 weeks ago, Carl Munro, who was in the team who was in that cup run. And we were talking, reminiscing, going back, saying, do you remember Brighton away? And we just had a really good chat, and it was just nice to reminisce of how we were on that run, how we all stuck together. We were talking about Brighton away and how good they were. We were 1-0 up and how we were hanging on, and we almost switched to like 4-5-1, and we said, Deeks, you're not going up there. There's a 2 with Notts. You need to sit in here because this Bridcourt is just killing us. And Deeks ended up just marking in. And it was just, we were problem solving on the pitch together, and it was great. And that cup run, yeah, fantastic memories going from Barrow to Rochdale to Brighton. Amazing times. And you're seeing it now with, you know, you saw Stockport County and Chorley have a fantastic cup run. They're fantastic things for non-league players, because it gives you that little bit of inspiration and sort of lifestyle that you all crave. You know, you want to be doing that every week. And when you get the opportunity to do it, you're almost like a Premier League footballer for a bit, involved in the sort of big games and the TV and the media. And it's a fantastic experience, and it's great that, you know, clubs at those levels are able to go and experience it.
Because that's the thing about that people often forget about non-league football. It's packed with quality players. I mean, you played in the Football League, so it should be no surprise that once in a while all the stars align and it works out.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's plenty of good players down there. There's plenty of good teams down there. And, you know, in one-off games, anything can happen. I suppose the big clubs just have 25 quality players, whereas the non-league clubs might have handful, and you know, so they're just going to wait for the chance. And like Jamie Vardy did, you know, he's playing at Stocksbridge Bat Steels, and then he goes on his journey and goes up the ladder, and he got his chance, and it shows those players are there. You know, there's not loads of them, but there is some there if you can find them.
Now, sadly, the FA Cup run came to an end, and at that point, we're looking at the league table going, oh no, what are we going to do here? Because we had so many games in hand, but we were so far behind everyone. But it all came, the great run we went on and the great games that we had, you know, beating Brad Park Avenue, and you scored against Bursko in that second half of the season.
Good ball, Carlos Roca. Cuts inside, left foot, Roca. Oh, yeah! What a beautiful finish! Carlos Roca, absolutely sublime finish that. Well, that's nailed it, thank God. But what a finish from Carlos Roca. Cut inside, beat his man, and what a sweet left shot into the box. Straight past that keeper. Great finish from Carlos Roca.
Colwyn Bay, though, it all came to an end there in the playoff final. I spoke to Jerome about this. He was missing for that game, as was Nortz, both suspended. What do you think about that game? Because obviously that delayed our promotion by a good few seasons.
Yeah, I think I was talking to one of the Colwyn Bay players about this again a few weeks ago when I bumped into him, and he said to me, you know, we were so lucky, you should have won that game. And I think from what I remember, I think we were the better team, and we were missing one or two players, like say Jerome and Mike Norton, who are, you know, big players for us. But I think on the day we actually did really well, and we were the better team, and we had loads of chances. I think I remember I had a chance and I thought I scored, and I think the keeper saved it and went for a corner. I'm thinking, you know, I thought I scored then, broke the deadlock. It was almost like we were the better team, but we couldn't take our chances, and we couldn't get it to the end of the line. We'd sort of get there and they'd block something, or we'd get to the final third and we'd cross it and they'd just clear it. It was never like a clear-cut chance. And, you know, we were unlucky. I thought we did well. If we'd have probably had Jerome and Mike, would have given us that a little bit more, and who knows what that had done. But I think going into that game, we made a good account of ourselves, and, you know, like I say, speaking to them, they were feeling that we were a good team. They said, you were the better team than us. We just kept lots of stopping you, grinding you out, and then we went and hit you on the break and scored, and that was it. And you couldn't get back in it. We couldn't score. We couldn't get to that point of actually having a clear-cut chance. Really disappointing. Really disappointing to sort of go on that run, which we went on. When we were on that run, we were unbeatable. Every game, we knew we were going into that game. Everyone was scared of us at this point because we were flying. And we were winning and winning and winning. And, yeah, just very unfortunate that we didn't get it over the line. And for me, I'd have loved to nothing more than experience a promotion with FC.
Well, that takes us to the 2011-12 season. And spoilers, everyone, we lost in the playoffs again at the end.
Yeah.
But there were some highlights in there for you. I mean, the 2-1 win over Altrincham in the FA Trophy, I think.
Jacobs has it again, though. Flies it forward from Mulholland, but a strong challenge there. Norton there, the Altrincham defence will put their hands up, but he's onside. His left-hand side now plays it back to Roca. Roca with a shot. A superb goal by Carlos Roca. 35 yards, right-footed into the corner. Coburn absolutely no chance at full stretch. What a way to get the lead here for FC United.
Wow.
And what a time to do it. Slip pass. Roca, first time, absolutely worked. We saw that free kick about 4 or 5 weeks ago against Chester, which was Beckham-esque. And with shots like that, we'll soon be calling David Beckham's free kicks Roca-esque. Real quality. What a talented footballer Carlos Roca is. and FC United take the lead here almost on the stroke of half time.
We could talk about that victory against Stalybridge in the FA Cup a couple of seasons earlier, how that was hello, we're FC United to an established non-league name. We certainly did that against Altrincham that day.
Yeah, yeah, because I remember, again, tough game, and you know, it's my old club, so do I want to win one over on them? Because that's the club I left to come to FC, of course I do. And I think it was tired, you know, it was half time, coming to right on the line. It was a hard game for us because they were a decent outfit. They were in probably the Conference or Conference North above us. And I think Lee Neville went down the line. And I'm sort of around central position with him. And he's turned back and I've said, Nev, give me the ball. And I just thought, if he gives me this ball now, I'm opening my body, touching and shooting because it's right near the end. And I don't think it's either. It's probably one of the last kicks of the half. And he did. So he's played the ball back to me. So I thought, right, first touch, right, that's gone well. It's nice for me. And I just hit it. I know Stuart Coben, the goalkeeper that was in. So I've, you know, trained and played with him. He's a great lad. And I thought, right, I've just got to try and strike this clean, hard as I can, far corner. And if I remember, I think I caught it sweetly and it went right in the top corner and put us one up at half time. The main thing for it was I was just tired. So I thought, I'm not going to get on it and start dribbling to make things. I thought, I'm going to open body and hit it because it's the last kick and I'm knackered.
I've not heard this clip back yet for a long time, so I'm gonna trust your word for this, Carlos. But it's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing the memories that footballers have, because you've done that in great detail there, and you've even mentioned the goalkeeper who's in the net. So do you have that?
I don't know, because I was texting him after giving some sticks.
do you have that recollection about all the goals you've scored, or is it just the golden ones?
No. Yeah, it's just sporadic ones. Yeah, there's loads of goals that I don't remember. And, you know, I think you said something to me there, I scored against someone. I was like, did I? Right, I don't remember that goal. But no, yeah, it's just certain ones. And that one stands out because I think it was a good goal. I caught it really well. I went to the corner against my old club. And I just remember, I'm that tired. Give me the ball because I'm going to touch this and hit it. And that's it. And it's just a bit of a joke that I had to myself going, usually it was a great excuse to hit it. I should have done that more often in my career. I might have done all right.
Stott will play this swing. It's out towards Carlos Rocca, left-hand side. Beautiful control.
Oh,
beautiful
Carlos.
From Rocca.
Oh,
absolutely magnificent.
What a
and
goal.
And Carlos Rocca gets the goal that he's deserved. Really was a superb switch of the play there. Carlos Rocca controlled it on the line there and from an acute angle. Put the ball in the net, the top corner, the goal that FC United needed.
What a fabulous goal.
62nd minute, and FC Absolutely United brilliant. 1, Frickley Athletic 2.
This is a really good season for FC United, you know, just missing out on the playoffs at the end. But one thing I do have to mention from a radio perspective, because we had a running joke this season. I'm just checking if you were aware of it, of the phrase, Rocker time.
Another change coming up, FC.
Yep. Nicky Platt is coming on.
Rocker coming up.
Oh, I've always wanted to do this.
Rocker time.
It's rocker time.
And it's true, because when you look at all your appearances during this season, you're being substituted around the 70-minute mark. And from a management point of view, I can kind of see why, because you know I played Championship Manager, so I feel I'm qualified to say this. But you know you've got your flair player, you know, the ones who can open things up. You've got a lead. Do you want to sit on it? You take your flair player off and you put a defensive player on or something that. But was it a bit grating, all the substitutions or stuff like that at this point?
I think at this point, not really, no, because I think I've become a senior player in the team. And I think as long as we were doing all right, it's almost like, let's get some fresh legs on. I was getting a little bit older as well. So it was, you know, for me, the way I played was quite explosive. So sometimes it would get to that 75-minute mark and it'd be like, right, let's freshen it up and throw someone on. Whether it be someone like Astley or whoever it was at the time, you know, let's just, Carlos has done well. We've grinded him down. Hopefully we're winning. Let's save him for Tuesday night. And that's what it was sort of down to in margin. It's like, you know, take you off now, you've done what you needed to do, let's get another fresh legs on to make something else happen or tighten the ship, like you say, and let's save you for Tuesday night. Because it was getting to the point where, for me as a player, the way I played, sometimes I was knackered after games, and I wasn't old, but I was getting older. Than I wasn't 23 anymore, I was maybe 28, 29 or whatever I was. So some of it was down to that. And it was a joke that I used to joke in the dressing room saying, I only do 70, 75 minutes. You know that, lads. So you might as well get the most out of me.
Carlos, going to have a go at this. Here it comes.
He scored, he's gone in. Well, Sam said no just as that ball went over the keeper, and FC United have taken a 2-1 lead. And I tell you what, we expect Carlos to thump it, but wow, he placed that one. Keeper had no chance, top right hand corner, and what a turnaround here. FC United go 2-1 in front.
And let's go to the final game that season and talk about the Bradford Park Avenue, because we mentioned Colwyn Bay. You know how gut-wrenching that was. This one was Tom Greaves popping up with 2 minutes to go in extra time. I mean, what was that game like?
Was that at their place?
Yeah, it was, yeah. It was where they had the bagpipes at the end, if you remember.
That's it. Yeah. No, I mean, again, a massive... I think at that time, they'd, they were well on the way to trying to get up, weren't they? Because they were spending a lot of money on the squad. And again, fantastic that we took over the stand, the FC United fan, took over all that stand. So the atmosphere was fantastic. I think in that game, I think I went up for a header and clashed heads with their left back. So early on, I was pretty dazed and managed to get through. But I think that set me back personally, because I was a bit concussed. Me and the other lad were both pretty sort of shocked by it. And I think that ruined the game for me personally, because I wasn't really there. And I think I ended up coming off towards the end. But no, hard fought game against two good teams who were going for it. And it just didn't seem to happen for us, you know, when we got to these playoffs. And because we'd experienced it before, I think it was maybe there's a little bit of a psychological side to say, you know, hope we don't throw it away again, even though we're not going to. It can happen. And like you say, I think Greasy popped up for them, and it's just, very disappointing and, a real shame that you wish you could have done more to sort of see the game over.
And that takes us then to the following season, 2012-13, your last season with the club.
Giroud now an opportunity again down the left-hand side. Plays the ball across the field. Carlos Rocker should make it three, and he does exactly that. Jerome Wright on the far left-hand side. He's played the ball across field. Carlos Rocker has seen the ball coming in quicker than the defender. Got behind him, slipped the ball to the bottom post, and FC United found themselves 3-1 up here.
You start like a house on fire, don't you? You know, you're scoring against Grantham. We beat them 4-2 away from home. That 4-2 win against Grantham followed up by a thumping 4-0 win against Matlock Town a few weeks later.
Opportunity there, though, for Matlock to come away with it. Deep into the FC half, but two players around the number eight there.
There we go.
Davis and FC win it back, and then a lovely ball there by Matty Wolford to Norton. Norton to Cotter to Carlos Rocker now. Rocker the penalty area. Cuts inside. Left footed. What a goal! What a goal there by Carlos Rocker. Five passes from FC United. Rocker took it on the edge of the box. Went round one player. Nonchalantly left footed. Slotted the ball to the right hand side of the goalkeeper. Nothing he can do. And FC United on 50 minutes take a 2-goal advantage.
You're scoring against Hensford as well, and then you're struck by injuries, really, and the season never gets going for you, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think that was the one. Yeah, that was the last one for me, and I think that was when I'd realised that I was probably coming towards the end of my whole career anyway. I caught an injury. It was a stupid injury that just went to sort of win the ball back off someone, and as they've gone to strike the ball away, they've followed through and caught me, and it was like down on the sort of the bottom of my ankle, down sort of just above my ankle on the left hand side, like fibula or tibia down there. And I couldn't shake it off. I ended up having to go for scans. I think we gave it 4 to 6 weeks of just personal rehab with the physio, because we didn't think it was a break. But every time I made a comeback, it wasn't right. And I came back, then I was back out saying, it's not right, I come back, it's not right. Eventually I ended up going for scans and everything. And they said, you've got basically a severe case of bone bruising and potentially been a fracture there. And what's happened is, because there was potentially a fracture, it sort of tried to heal itself, but you've not allowed it to heal, because at the time I was still on my feet doing rehab. I was still coaching in the day. And they're saying, basically, because you've been impacting it, that fracture's tried to heal, and now it's a severe case of bone bruising, and you just need to literally do nothing, and you're going to have to put a boot on. So I had to put one of those moon boots on and wear that for 2 or 3 months. And then every time I come back, it just wasn't right. And I think that was just, that was probably the end for me. Because I couldn't shake it off, which is disappointing. And, you know, should I have tried and took more time out and come back stronger? Who knows? But I think I got to the point where, like I said, I was getting a bit older. And that was probably that season, towards the end of that season, was the one that, like I say, started really well but finished really bad due to injury.
You still had it though, didn't you, Carlos? Because you know Charlie, you went to Charlie, didn't you, for a spell, and you played for real.
So
there was still a glimmer there, wasn't there, at this point?
There was, but like I said, when I finished with FC and I went to Charlie, it was really just to see how it went. And even though I did all right, I knew myself I wasn't the same. So I wasn't the same player when I was playing for Charlie at the beginning of that season that I was for FC United the season before. And I could feel that. And that's where I didn't stay at Charlie for long, because I ended up just saying to Gaz, listen, Gary Flitcroft, who was fantastic with me and a really, really good guy, I was going to call it a day anyway, but he was like, you know, just come and do a little bit. Let me try and rebuild you and get you going again. I want you here. I was like, okay, maybe a fresh start would get me going again. And I went, and after a bit, I just thought, it's just not going to. My heart wasn't in it. It wasn't the same playing for Charlie as it was for FC United. So again, there was a big change there. This injury that had gone, but even still, it was still sort of lingering there in the background. I just wasn't right myself. And that's when I just said to Gaz, look, I'm just going to call it a day and sort of retire from football now. I think my body's sort of telling me that that's it. I was very busy with other stuff I was doing as well, so that was a good time for me to mentally be distracted to get on with something else. And that's what I did. I ended up going to Seville for a very short period again, just to sort of... Well, a friend of mine, Greg Strand, he was just asking me, because he wanted to get into Europe, and he just said, just come, it's only a few games, and I did, and I did actually all right there, but then that was it. I was ready to just call it a day, and my playing days were sort of at an end, and I was only about 30, I think, so probably retired early, but I've done a lot, and those little injuries that have come to niggle me, I just felt I wasn't the same, and I didn't want to play half-hearted and not be able to be at it like I was a year or two earlier.
There was one last game though that you played, and I'd like to talk about this because it was a few years back, and it was when Broadhurst Park wasn't officially open yet. We had a test match event, and it was lovely. It was a lovely day.
There's the first global whistle as Dave Carnell goes to the right hand side to the SMRE.
Who's going to be the first goal scorer at Broadhurst Park?
Darren Lyons. He's
not starting though, is he? Lyons?
No, it's going to be Nicky Platt, isn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't Nicky Platt. I'd like it to be Simon Carden, but he's not starting. He just nipped out for a fag.
Well, Carl with a smile upon his face below us there. And, it'll be a leisurely afternoon. I did hear a rumour, though, that Dave Brown wanted to kick Carlos Rocca. And then we was told he's on the same team. And
he wouldn't let that stand in his way.
He said, no, I'm still going to kick him. I said, you've got to catch him first.
It's great to be still sort of part of things when you can be. And the club that you've got so many good memories for and had so much history and good times there. And that's what I think the club's built on. It's very much built on good people and all sort of pulling together to try and take it as far as we can. So I always say it's really nice when we do get asked to sort of go back to be involved in things. But that game, brilliant. To go to that amazing stadium that the club have managed to build, the fans have sort of made happen. Playing in a game there with all the fans, because obviously I was used to playing at Gig Lane. So actually being at Broadhurst Park was an amazing feeling. And I think it was a really nice touch by the club and a fantastic day for everyone as an achievement to say, look, we finally did it. And we took FC United from where we started to our own home. And it was really nice, I think, to sort of touch base with some of the older players like myself to say, come and do it with us.
How much do you feel, you look back now, I mean, you mentioned, you know, the injuries cut your career short, but when you look back now and what you've achieved since, it's kind of all worked out all right, I'm going to suggest, with what's happened since with your own career in football.
Yeah, I think for me, it's, I think I've always, you know, I've been in football since the age of seven, you know, playing academy football and going through that system into professional, into semi-professional. And it's always been part of what I am, really. And, you know, I remember thinking, well, you know, I've got to stay in football because what I know from different areas of the game and experiences. So, yeah, you know, I think I had a fantastic, really enjoyed my career looking back. You know, there's loads you look back on and wish you could have done differently. But I always say to this day, you know, I'm still grateful for what I did have, because some people wouldn't get to those experiences. So, I've gone on to leave football. I'm still in football now. You know, I own my own football academy business that I'm involved in, and I'm involved in various elements of the game with regards to players, scouting, coaching, and I work with a lot of people within the organisation. So, yeah, it's great to be able to be in football every day, and I think that's why it's made it a lot easier for me from stopping playing they're still transitioning into football. And as I say, when I had the injury problem, if I wasn't in football, if I wasn't coming out of to playing into football, then I probably would have tried to carry on playing and, you know, just stay in as long as I can. But I was fortunate enough at the time that I could transition my mindset and skills, but it was still part of football, so it didn't feel like I was losing it. So yeah, I am lucky to still be in the game.
And final thought, really, Carlos. You know, we've had a good natter here, a good chat about all the good times and the so good times. But what's your final thought about your legacy with FC United and you know what you've achieved from getting everyone excited in the main stand at Gig Lane and the FA Cup runs and then playing at Broadhurst Park for that Test match? I mean, what's your final thought, really, about what you've achieved at the club?
I think, you know, for the achievements at FC United was probably, you know, my best playing days of my career. I think that's why, you know, I stayed there so long. You know, I had five or six years there and played over 200 games. So that typifies because, you know, it's easy to look at other options and go to other clubs and there'd be more clubs that offer you more money and stuff. But FC, it was never about that. I think when I was at FC, it was like, I'm actually happy. And for a footballer, that's a big thing. When you're actually happy and enjoying your football, that speaks volumes. And I think FC United definitely gives you that. So, yeah, for me, it was a major part of my career. I had some amazing days there, met some amazing people. And I still have ties to the club because I rarely get asked to do things like this, which is really nice. And I always say, hopefully one day I can be part of the club again in some capacity. And how that looks, I don't know. But I'd love to be able to be in a position to come back there and hopefully give some value to what we need to achieve. Because I still look at the club now, I keep an eye on them. I don't know too many people there anymore, but obviously know Chaddy. Don't know Renault too well, but, you know, seems like a good guy and done a good job. So, you know, hopefully he's got the support from the club and continue to go on a fantastic journey. Watch them in the cup run earlier in the year. And it's just great. It's just great. And, you know, I can't thank the fans, the club enough to have those memories of being part of it. And I met some, you know, amazing people, some great friends. In like you mentioned Jerome earlier, me and Jerome were top mates there. We used to room together. We used to travel in together. You know, we had some great days. Jonesy, Jake, Kyle, you know, the list goes on. We had a really good togetherness. And the people that I met off the field as well. You know, there's so many volunteers, so many hardworking people that's what makes the club, because other clubs, they do have that, but at FC United, you've got it in abundance and it's all for the love of that badge. And I just think it's a fantastic club that I hope goes on to do really well. And hopefully I can come back down and, you know, come and see everyone when we're allowed to sort of come back out.